So I should be good.
Yeah, you're good.
This is not good. Hello. So my bad date story actually starts at the end of a relationship. I'd just broken up with this guy that I'd been dating for about 3 years, so I was trying to get back into the hang of single life, and, you know, it was during that relationship that these things like Bumble and Tinder had shown up in Wyoming. So the stigma was not there, but it was the limited pool that was really the problem in such a small state. So I really wasn't interested in online dating, so I kind of had to depend on my friends to set me up with someone. So I'm at my friend Eva's house, and we're having dinner, and I'm sort of telling her, you know, how terrible I am at meeting people, and she's like, you know, I think that you should go on a date with Dave. And I'm not positive that Dave isn't the blender guy. We might have to talk afterwards. But I met Dave once or twice before. And, you know, we're friends on Facebook. But I was skeptical. But Eva really assured me that this would be a very low stakes and low pressure date. And that was for two reasons. One was that he actually didn't live in Laramie. He lived in another part of Wyoming, and he would just visit every so often. And two, he was leaving for grad school that coming fall. This was summertime, so he was about to be very far away. So very low stakes, low pressure. It was meant to just be a fun date. So, you know, it's 2018. Well, I guess this was a few years ago. But at the time, we're Facebook friends. So, of course, I look at his profile. I look through his photos, try to get an idea of who this guy is. And he seems okay. And I think, well, I don't have anything to lose, so I message him, and turns out he's going to be in Laramie that weekend. So we make plans to get a drink at this local brewery. So the day of the date comes, and, you know, I'm nervous. It's been a while since I've been on a date. Don't really know what I'm getting myself into, but I walk into the bar, and I feel pretty confident, and it's really crowded. But I can see Dave has gotten us a booth, and so I stroll over, and He's reading a book, and he's so into it, in fact, that he doesn't even look up. But, you know, I think, like, wow, like, this guy's an intellectual, you know? He's out here reading a book. So I tap him on the shoulder, and, you know, we say hello, we hug, and we sit down, we order some beers, and we get to talking. And Dave asks me, you know, how's your summer been? And it was the summer between my first and second year of grad school, and I'd just gotten the bad news that I did not get the funding that I had applied for to do this field research in Cuba. So I had to rethink my thesis because I wasn't going to be able to afford to go to Cuba. And I'm telling him this. I'm like, you know, it's a bummer, but I'm a little bit relieved. I was getting kind of nervous thinking about, you know, traveling alone by myself again. And I can tell that this is like not registering with him. So I'm very specific. I'm like, you know, because I'm a woman and it's a foreign country and there's just more things to think about. And he's like, oh, no. Yeah, I've seen documentaries about women traveling the world by themselves, and they were fine. So, and like most women, I love it when men explain to me my own experience. But somehow I resist the urge to ask Dave to elaborate on these documentaries, and I ask him, you know, what he's been up to that summer. And we sort of go through the motions, and it appears that we're running out of things to talk about, and he's kind of looking down at his beer, and there's this lull in conversation, and he's like, handmade vessels. And it's really loud in the bar, so I'm like, what? And he's like, handmade vessels. And I'm like, okay, I heard you, but I don't know what you're talking about. And so Dave is a ceramicist. He's actually getting ready to go to grad school for ceramics that fall. And he tells me, well, you know, I really try to only eat and drink off of handmade vessels. And he's like still looking down at his beer, but he like has this look of like almost disgust on his face. So I'm like, oh, is this bothering you right now to be drinking this beer out of this pint glass that I'm pretty sure is not handmade? And he's like, yes, actually, yeah, this is bothering me. And when I'd gotten there, I noticed that, you know, he had a backpack with him. So at this point, I'm wondering, you know, maybe he has like a ceramic dining set that he just like usually brings with him, but he forgot on his drive here. And actually, so I skipped a part. The very first thing, if you'll remember, he was reading this book when I showed up. So of course I had to ask him what he was reading. And he just tells me, oh yeah, this book, it's about how porn is a huge commodity. Which, you know, I'm sure it was a very interesting read, but this is the first thing that we are talking about on this date. Like, we have just, like, greeted one another, and I too go to coffee shops and quiet bars and order myself a beverage and dig into a book, and it's a lovely thing to do. But you have to wonder, like, why did he pick this book? Because he knew I was going to ask about it. So I'm not sure what Dave was thinking with this, but fast forward to where we were. It's very obvious that Dave and I, we're just not a great fit. I'm not sure what Eva was thinking. So at this point, it's not going to work out. But the plan was that if the date wasn't going well, I was going to text Eva and, you know, tell her, hey, this isn't working out. And she would come in and she would scoop up Dave. And if he'd had too much to drink and he didn't feel comfortable, you know, driving the long distance home, that he could crash on her couch. So I text Eva, I give her, you know, the bat signal. And she texts me back, and she's like, hey, I'm on a date too, and it's actually going really well. I'll be in touch. So I'm like, must be nice, Eva. You know, I'm stuck here with Dave, meanwhile. So I know that some friends of mine down the street are having this dinner party, and, you know, they'd invited me and my date before knowing. And so I say to him, you know, maybe we should go check out this dinner party, this get-together. And by the way, this bar that we're at, most of the beers there are like very high percentage alcohol, and Dave has just been pounding them. So Dave is very drunk at this point. So we leave to go to this party. We walk in, and Dave immediately beelines for the kitchen. And meanwhile, I'm like looking at my friends like, yeah, this date is going really terribly, but great party. So we're strategizing and trying to figure out what to do with this guy, and he like kind of pops his head out of the kitchen, and in his hand is this like brown pottery mug. And like from across the room, he's like, Maggie, found one. So Dave's crisis was averted. And then he takes a flask out of his jacket and, you know, pours it into this mug, and which is interesting because he doesn't need any more to drink. In fact, he like immediately almost knocks over this guitar that's hanging on the wall. So I'm worried he's going to break something. The person that's throwing the party is worried they're going to break something. So a group of us decides we got to get him out of here. Let's go down the block to this other bar and wait till Eva wraps things up. So we get to this bar. She immediately calls me and is like, hey, you know, sorry things didn't work out with Dave, but if he's going to stay at my place, you know, I'm getting ready to go to bed, so he should probably get here in the next 30 or so minutes. So I turn to Dave, and I'm like, hey, looks like Eva's going to bed. Do you need a ride? Does someone need to give you a ride? He's like, you know, I think I'm just going to walk this one off. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that's probably a good plan. Good luck in grad school. I'll see you later. And so Dave leaves, and this group of us kind of look at each other like, who was that guy? Like, I don't know. 5 minutes later, Dave walks back into the bar. Dave, what are you doing here? I thought you were on Eva's. And he's like, you know, I just don't want to have to wonder what could have been. And I'm like, Dave, dude, you got to get out of here. You got to go home. And then, you know, this sort of like, toxic masculinity that had been bubbling under the surface all night fully erupts into this bar, and he yells at me, you know, why did I drive 2 hours if you know, nothing's gonna come of this? So I'm like, dude, you're very drunk, you're making me uncomfortable, like, you gotta leave. And actually, he does, and I never see Dave again. In fact, I immediately unfriend him, I block his number, and I am like, I am never, ever, ever letting anybody set me up ever again. Which is funny because like 3 months from then, I totally did. And I met someone great that I'm actually dating now. But the thing that I took away from this was that, you know, despite all of that, you know, I still have faith in the setup, but, you know, and this is definitely the journalist in me. My advice to you is that before you agree to go on this date, that you ask better questions about whoever this person is that you're about to go on a date on. So thank you.